What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Procrastination Killer, Get Things Done. I'm your host, Asher Blake, here to help you slay those procrastination dragons and conquer your to-do list like the boss you are. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that probably haunts more of us than we care to admit, why we keep putting things off. Ever felt like that deadline is breathing down your neck, yet all you can muster up is the willpower to scroll through another 5 TikToks? You know that feeling when you have this amazing idea for a project but it just sits there in your brain, gathering dust because, well, who has time for that right now? Don't worry, you're not alone. We all fall prey to procrastination sometimes. But the good news is, understanding why we do it can be the first step towards breaking free. So, buckle up, my friends, because we're about to uncover 5 key insights that will help you kick procrastination to the curb and unlock your productivity potential. First things first, let's talk fear. It's sneaky, this little monster, hiding behind the guise of perfectionism or overwhelm. Let's be real, starting something new can be scary. What if you fail? What if it's not as good as you imagine? These anxieties can paralyze us, making it easier to just avoid the whole thing. Remember that time you were supposed to tell your crush how you felt and ended up watching reruns of Friends instead? Yeah, fear got the better of you then too. Second, procrastination is often a symptom of poor planning. It's like trying to build a house without blueprints. You might end up with something interesting, but it probably won't stand for long. If you don't break down big tasks into smaller, manageable steps, the whole thing can feel overwhelming, leading to that dreaded inertia. Third, distractions are everywhere. In today's world, our attention spans are constantly being challenged by notifications, emails, and the endless scroll of social media. Ever find yourself getting sucked into a YouTube rabbit hole when you should be working on that report? I mean, cats playing the piano are fascinating, but deadlines don't care about your entertainment needs. Next up, perfectionism can be a sneaky procrastination trap. We get so caught up in wanting everything to be absolutely perfect that we end up never actually starting anything at all. Remember, done is better than perfect. A good enough start is always better than no start at all. Embrace the imperfection and just get going. Finally, let's talk about motivation. It's not a constant flame. Sometimes it flickers, and sometimes it needs a little boost. Finding what truly motivates you can make a world of difference. Maybe it's the satisfaction of crossing something off your list, the anticipation of achieving a goal, or the simple joy of getting things done. Now, let's talk about a real-world scenario that most of us can relate to. Imagine you're writing a paper for school, but the deadline is weeks away. You have all this time, right? But suddenly, that free time seems much more appealing than facing a blank page. You start cleaning your room, organizing your email inbox, even re-watching that old sitcom you love. Before you know it, the deadline is looming, and you're scrambling to finish everything in a panic. See what happened there? Fear of the task, lack of planning, distractions, procrastination's all too familiar patterns played out in front of us. But the good news is, knowing these triggers can help us break free. So, what are our key takeaways today? First, acknowledge that fear and perfectionism can be roadblocks to getting things done. Second, plan ahead and break down large tasks into smaller steps. Third, minimize distractions and create a focused work environment. Fourth, find your personal motivation and keep it front and center. And lastly, remember that done is better than perfect. It's time to ditch the procrastination habits and embrace a life of productivity and accomplishment. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little nudge in the right direction, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Let's conquer procrastination together, one day at a time. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.